What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. Whether you are a new listener and this is your first episode, or you've been with me since 2018, oh my God, the show is like 5 years old. What? I'm really excited to bring you this week's episode with one of my friends and special guest, Susie Perry. Susie is a certified hypno breathwork teacher, and oh my God, this woman is absolutely incredible. You are going to just love her energy. She is like a big warm hug. And I can't wait to dive into the conversation with her. We talk all about her navigating a traumatic brain injury and really harnessing the tool of breathwork to help heal her. So I don't want to share too much of the juicy details because that's what the conversation is for. But I just wanted to give you a warm welcome back to the podcast. Whether you're a new listener, a repeat listener, you've been with me for a while, you've been in and out, I want to just remind you to subscribe to the show. I know that some of you listen on and off, but a reminder to subscribe. You get the little notification thingy, whether it's in your Spotify or your Apple Podcasts, and we have new episodes that come out every Tuesday, sometimes even more, and I don't want you to miss them because we have an absolute banger of a list of guests coming up for the next few months. So make sure to go over to the either Spotify or Apple Podcasts little store thing. And at the top right, you'll see a little button that says subscribe. Make sure you do that. And if you would be so kind as to leave us a review or send it to a friend, either one, pick one. It all helps the show grow. And as we are approaching the next milestone for the podcast, as the podcast just celebrated its fifth birthday, oh my God, so cool. It's hanging around. It's able to run. It has a voice. It really does. I am just so grateful to you for being here, for listening, to sharing it with your friends, and I'm really excited for you guys to listen to this episode that I did and I had with Susie. Okay, so you're moving to Turkey next week. Tell me more.
Yes, do you know what? It was actually like, I came home in December. I just worked on Mel Wells' retreat in Costa Rica. I just worked on our other friend Sam, Samantha Daly's retreat in Dominican. And I had such an amazing trip, like 5 weeks. And then I came back to England with COVID, was so sick. It took me so, obviously I've had a body that's had a brain injury, so my immune system is weakened. So like, it just took me so long to recover. And during that time, I had to watch my cat get really sick suddenly with neurological issues. Also, he wasn't old. And then he died and I had to nurse him for like a month and a half, tried to save his life and I couldn't. And then he died. And then honestly, Sam, it was such a crash landing home.
My God.
The most amazing trip. And it was winter in England and I had to cancel Christmas and I had to cancel New Year. And I just felt so sad and so lonely. And I was just like, and I know in my heart of heart that I haven't wanted to be in England for a long time, but I've had to be because of my healing, like all my treatments for my brain healing. And also I was looking after my mum at some point, but she's had a pacemaker now, she's much better. And I was just like, right, this is like being in England. That was actually my first winter fully in like years. And I was just like, I'm not doing this anymore. And within 4 months, I've literally just turned my whole life around and I'm moving to Turkey next week.
I love that for you, but holy shit, you've been, I know, like, I'm really excited to get into like your whole story, but you have been through so much. Like, geez. Oh God. Yeah. It's so good to see your face. It's so good to reconnect and hear this exciting expansion happening for you. I couldn't be any happier. And honestly, the reason why I wanted you to come on the show in the first place is because I remember when I first met you, there was like this, your presence is just like, the word that comes to mind is just glowy. Like, you are just so like warm and glowy and nurturing. And like, you guys, you need to just go follow Susie because she's so amazing. I'm excited for you to do a little intro, but like, your presence alone was the thing that just like drew me in. And I was like, who is she? I want to get to know her. And here we are, how like a year later, since meeting in Mexico, in Tulum. That was our first time meeting, right?
Oh my God. God, it is literally 1 year. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We were in the same business masterminds. And then we met in person in Tulum, and you're like 10x more just, oh, what's the word? Yeah. It's just this like, oh, in real life.
Oh, thank you, love.
Of course. Of course. And yeah, I think the other part of wanting to have you come on is because I remember when you first shared your story with me and I was like, holy shit. And it's one of the most powerful stories. And you're obviously a living testament to self-healing and the power of facing adversity and knowing that we truly are the creator of our own life and we are able to heal ourselves when we have the right tools. And I know that you've gone through a brain injury. You have navigated this like a with so much grace, and now you are doing hypno breath work. And it's just so amazing seeing you take your pain and turn it into purpose. And I would love for you to just share a little bit about, yeah, share your story, like wherever you want to start. I would love to just have you do an intro of yourself for everyone listening.
Yeah. Okay. I think we need to go back to like, honestly, like, a decade ago, I was like a totally different human. Mm. I was working in the music industry. I was a party animal. I was wild. I definitely wasn't glowing. If I showed you pictures, I just looked sick because of the amount of partying and boozing and everything that I did. I was just a wild child. And then I got a diagnosis of an autoimmune disease. And when I had that diagnosis of an autoimmune disease, I then went into full denial and I carried on drinking and smoking and partying and eating crap like I usually did. Yeah. And within 6 weeks, they were telling me in the surgery that it was now cancer. And they wanted to cut out my vulva, which as a woman is like one of your most obviously precious organs. And honestly, Sam, I was like having to have conversations with my partner at the time of like, I'm never going to be able to maybe orgasm again in my life, you know?
Yeah.
And then there was like in the doctor's surgery, there was talk of like having the surgery and then waiting 6 months and then having plastic surgery where they took skin from my mouth and rebuilt my vulva with skin from my mouth. And like, imagine sitting in a doctor's surgery and having to hear these conversations. And I'm a bit scared to say the word on your podcast. I don't know why, but basically it was my clitoris. They wanted to rebuild my clitoris with my skin from my mouth. And I was just like, what the fuck? Like,
my no, God.
No way.
Sorry, like, get the fuck away from me.
Sorry, we're going straight in there. In this
I love it. I love it.
And I was just like, so I just remember sitting in the doctor's surgery and just being like, I'd never had intuition in my whole life. I'd never had a spark of intuition. But in that moment, I just knew. It was like this huge kick in the stomach. It was like, I just knew, like, this is not my story. This is not the story I'm going to be telling in a decade's time. I just knew it. And for the first time in my life, when I had not touched any of this spiritual work before, not even heard of intuition, I said no to the Western doctors in the surgery room. And I had no fucking idea what I was doing. I was just like, I just knew, like, no, that's not it. So I just went off and against all my family's will, against everybody's, you know, I was getting letters from the doctors in England. If you don't go for the surgery, they send you letters like, where are you? What are you doing? It's very aggressive. So I just ignored it all. And I went and found a Chinese doctor and I started doing Chinese medicine and Chinese medicine helped me. Then I moved to like a Buddhist healing center in Thailand. I lived on my own in this Buddha, like next door to like this Buddhist lady, just learning about the Dharma and fasting and drinking my herbs and bathing in my herbs. And that's what set me off on this journey, on this mission, on this deeper development. So that was the start of it. So then I healed my tumors. I never had to have the surgery.
Yay for still having all of the lady parts.
We must. You're like, keep those. I am having an orgasmic life. I'm sorry.
Yeah, for real. Like, that's the vibe. I am so happy that you still have your clit.
Yeah. So then, like, you know, so then the Western doctors were like, we don't know what you've done. We yeah. must have diagnosed you because, you know, according to Western medicine, like, no mere mortal can heal themselves, but I'm mm-hmm. here to show you that you absolutely can and remind you that you, how powerful you are. So that healing journey happened. And then, to be honest, I kind of started slipping back into my old ways.
Yeah.
Not eating well again. So I'd like healed myself. I'd like did all this juice and fasting and herbs. And then after that was over, I kind of started slipping into my old ways. And you know that saying is like, the universe is going to keep giving you challenges until you really hear the lesson. So then a few years later, huge accident, huge trauma to my head, unable to get out of bed for a year and a half, in a black room, you know, couldn't open the curtains, was repeating myself over again, slurring my words, with a massive brain injury. And it really has taken me, you know, nearly a good 5 years to fully recover. I would really only say it's like in the last 6 months that I can honestly say, like, I don't identify with having a brain injury anymore, because I've done the work to fully recover.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I feel like I knew the surface of your story, like the little pieces, but I like didn't know the like meat of it. And it's so interesting. Like, I mean, first of all, like, you are a miracle for sure, but isn't it wild how we as humans, like, sometimes it takes us like the most insane shit to happen for us to wake up and change. Like, it's like, okay, we almost lost like your most precious parts. And then, but that wasn't enough. It was like, oh, we need to have this insane brain injury happen to you with a 5-year recovery in order for you to really like step into who you're meant to be and like heal and like, yeah, like basically create a new identity for yourself.
Yeah, totally.
So tell me about your, like, this intuition that you spoke about. We talk a lot about intuition on the show because that's really what alignment is, right? It's like just following your intuition and letting that lead. Tell me more about your journey in that first time discovering and listening to your intuition and kind of how it's helped you navigate your journey up to this point.
Yeah. So I just truly believe that your intuition never lets you down. And if in that moment I hadn't have listened to it, I would be a totally different person to who I am today, you know? And nowadays, because I do breath work and because I really tune into my intuition through the breath, then I always get intuitive pings come through in my breath work. And if I don't take action on them, then it kind of blocks my next intuitive action step. So I'm very passionate about not just being in tune with your intuition, but actually taking action on that intuition so that there's space for your next intuitive action step from that to come through.
Yeah, I love that. I feel like sometimes we can want to know like the next 10 steps, but it's like, typically that's not how it works. It's like, we get one step at a time and we're like, well, how come I haven't gotten step 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6? It's like, well, have you listened to step 1? Have you done anything with step 1?
And also, isn't it quite nice to like just keep it open to like the law of synchronicity and what can happen when you just take those baby steps and then see what it actually manifests into? Because it could be wilder than what you're dreaming of.
Totally, totally. I'm in this, it's funny we're talking about this right now, but like, I'm in this space of wanting to share more content that's like not related at all to what I do on YouTube. Like, basically just like sharing like lifestyle, like my hobbies, like just like videos of me having fun and enjoying my life. And it's like, there's this intuitive, like, just do it, just show up and share it. And then it's like, but like, for what? Like, what's the point? Right. And I'm like, I'm in this space. It's funny I said this because this is exactly where I am. I'm like, yeah, but like, why? Like, what's step two? You know, like, I'm like definitely in this like skeptical place around it. And it's funny because I'm just like witnessing that. I'm like, okay, like I'm going to keep sharing videos, but it's really funny how our brain works and that we always want to know more until we like do the thing, but it's like, no, just like lean in, trust to do it.
I love that. I love the fact that you are going to do it, because obviously then it's like, okay, but why am I showing my life so much? You know, what are people going to get out of it? What's going to come of it? But actually, because you are such an inspiring entrepreneur with someone who also has ADHD, I think everybody kind of wants to also see that you're like living a big life too, which I know that you are, because how many entrepreneurs do you know who are actually just workaholics and don't actually live a life? So it's really nice to see inspiring, talented entrepreneurs also living their life.
Yeah. We'll see, right? It's like, just like you, when you made that choice to be like, nope, I'm going to heal myself and I'm going to travel and I'm going to just trust this. And then look where you are now. Like, holy shit. Okay. So I want to know more of the healing process. I know a little bit about it, but I want to kind of have that conversation with you, like, you know, high level or as detailed as you want to go. Like, what was the healing process like, especially from like the past 5 years of you really getting back to like your most embodied, authentic self?
I love that question. And I kind of also want to share that actually healing cancer and healing a brain injury is two totally different modalities. When I first had my brain injury, I thought I could just implement the same tools that I did to heal my cancer, which was like veganism, a lot of green juice, a lot of fasting, coffee enemas, things like that.
Yeah.
Actually, I tried doing that and like I just didn't heal for like a year and a half. And then I was like, something has to change.
Yeah.
And then I started adding like good organic meat, good fish, a lot of omegas, definitely not fasting any longer. And then everything changed.
Wow. So that's so interesting. So it's like a different, I mean, it makes sense. It's like different issues need different solutions, of course. And did you find out what you specifically needed when you were kind of studying along those people that you mentioned before? Or like, what was the process of you figuring out like what you needed in order to, let's talk about the brain injury here, like in order for you to heal your brain injury?
Yeah, it's interesting because actually for that first year and a half, I wasn't able to study because I wasn't well enough. That's why I just kind of carried on doing what I thought I needed to do.
Yeah.
Because the brain injury was so, you literally can't think. Your brain just feels like scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
Suicidal. I was really depressed. So I didn't really have the mental capacity to like research.
Right.
Apart from one thing I found, which was I was happened to be reading Tools of the Titans, Tim Ferriss, at the time of my accident.
Yeah.
I happened to pick it up and he talked about one guy in there, I can't remember his name, talked about the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. And I managed to find one in London and I would travel across the whole of London. And I was meant to do them like 3 times a week, but because of the fatigue with the brain injury and the travel was too much on my sensory system, I was only able to go once a week.
Yeah.
Even after that one session, I could see things getting better. So like, then I started doing that once a week. And then as soon as I got a tiny bit of brain function, then I was able to start learning. And that's when I was able to start implementing other modalities. But it did take quite a long time for me to get into the healing because you have no idea like why everything is spinning, why everything is fuzzy, why you can't think, why your brain doesn't work. It's just awful.
Yeah. Wow. So this hyperbaric chamber, I remember, I think I told you this when we were hanging out. I remember when I was a kid, I mean, I am short, but I was really short as a kid. Like I was like a foot shorter than all of my friends growing up. And my growth spurt, the small growth spurt that I had didn't happen until like high school. And I remember somehow finding out about a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. And if I got in that, then somehow I would get taller. And that is like such a random piece of equipment to know about. But when you shared like, wait, that's what helped you heal. And like I was trying to use that to help me grow. It just made me laugh so much to be like, wait, somehow I found this on the internet when I was like 12, because I was sick of not being as tall as my friends. And you're over there using it to like heal yourself. And I remember you you told me that you bought one, right? And had it in your house. You still do. Oh my God. If you guys are watching this on YouTube or you're seeing the clip of it, like you're literally see the hyperbaric oxygen chamber behind her. It looks like a tanning bed.
It does look like a tanning bed. And oh my goodness. Yeah. I remember I came home on a first date a few months ago and he dropped me off at the door and was like, can I use your toilet? I was like, what? I've got no door in my living room. So I literally just had to usher him through trying to see the chamber, and then I'd have to go into the whole story.
Yeah. It's not like the best great first date story, I guess, depending on what you want to share.
I love the fact that you managed to find it when you were 12. That's so interesting. And actually, to be honest, knowing what I know about it, at 12 years old, it probably would help a growth spurt for sure. Because your body's still growing.
Who knows? Who knows? But so you have it. Do you use it now?
I do. Yes. 2 months a year. I do like a full treatment.
Really?
Yeah. Every single day. I do 4 weeks, 5 days a week. Yep. Then I have a 2 week break. Then I do another 4 weeks, 5 days a week. I do that for 2 months. So I do that for that period.
Wow. Okay. And you go in it for what's the like protocol? Like, is it kind of just maintenance at this point to like keep you sustaining like baseline health?
So it's so interesting because obviously like last year I felt really good and I was like, oh, I feel like I've overcome my brain injury, you know? And then actually I broke my foot and I found a hyperbaric chamber in Bali to help me heal. And I just did it for a month because I was just like, I'm in Bali. Let's make sure my foot heals properly. And then like my brain was much better after that again. And it's just like, and then obviously wow. January when I had COVID, after COVID, I went into the chamber again for like 4 weeks. And then my brain got better again after that. So it's like, I just keep reaching new levels of like energy and aliveness and vitality. And I swear it's all because of my hyperbaric chamber.
Wow. That thing is going to travel. You're bringing that with you to Turkey.
It can't come to, I mean, I had to take my bay window out and it took 5 men just to get it through the window.
Like you're going to need like your own jet plane.
I was on a ladder holding the window up, the glass. I was literally holding the glass up because we'd blocked off the whole street to get this chamber through my hand into my
Oh my God. So what are you going to do with it when you move?
Well, I'm Airbnb-ing my house and they're just going to,
oh, nice.
There's going to be a chamber in the living room. They can't use it, obviously, but they'll just walk in like, what is this?
You just put like chains around it, like do not touch.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. So you've used that and I know obviously you do breath work now. Can you tell us more about your breathwork journey and how you like found it and also like how you're using it right now with clients? Cause I know you work with a lot of women, some ADHD, some not, with breathwork. And I would just love to hear more about that journey.
Yeah. So my first training, it was so interesting. I just discovered breathwork just before my accident with my brain injury. And thank goodness that I had that tool when I had my accident. So obviously I couldn't get out of bed for a year and a half, but when I discovered it 2 months beforehand in Bali, I had got so addicted. I'd found a session every single day and I'd signed up to everyone's mailing lists. So when I had my accident, I got an email through from the Alchemy of Breath saying we're doing a 10-month teacher's training. So like I at the time I was like, there's no way I can be a teacher, but I just want someone to hold me in breath for 10 months.
Yeah.
And I knew the teacher, Anthony. He was an incredible man. So I signed up to do the training, and this was back in 2017, and it was on Zoom. I couldn't leave my house. I couldn't leave my room, but I could open up a Zoom room and breathe.
Yeah.
That's what I did, just for 10 months on that training. And I wasn't able to keep up with like all the theoretical side. We had to write dissertations and thesis, book theses and things. But then he let me do the training again at a later date and keep up with all the theoretical side. So that was my first training. And that's a mixture of holotropic and rebirthing. And you really use that to get into an altered state of consciousness. And it's very exploratory breath, and it brings in a lot of oxygen to the system. So it was for sure healing my brain. All that extra oxygen was healing my brain, and I could feel the energy so much with when I had sessions. And just having that safe space to come and breathe in every week was literally a lifesaver for me. It was like my life support line. So
wow,
that was a huge part of my healing journey. And I'll even tell you, before I move on to hypnobreathwork, I'll explain one thing that really helped me during that time. I was also doing this other therapy called neurofeedback training, where they had electrodes and straps on the head to stimulate blood flow. And I wasn't getting any blood flow to my brain because there was too much inflammation. So my teacher would be like, Susie, tell me a story or count numbers, or I'd have me watching videos and repeating what was happening in the videos, and nothing was getting blood flow to my brain. And then one day he was like, do your breath work. And then I could see it in real time because it was on the computer. I started my breathing, and literally within a second there was like full blood flow to my brain, and I was just like,
wow,
this is incredible. So like, because I got to see it like that too, I was just so committed to my daily practice because I could see and I knew that it was flooding my brain with oxygen.
Wow.
So then I finished my alchemy of breath training, and then I found a teacher who I really like called Francesca Sipmer over in LA. And during COVID and lockdown, I started working with her as my private mentor. And I really like her style. She mixes in breath work. And then hypnotherapy and Dr. Joe Dispenza visualization techniques, and the power of the three is just like,
oof,
it's so wild. I always say that breathwork saved me from my brain injury, but it was the hypnobreathwork technique that, because of the hypnotherapy techniques, it's this technique that actually allowed me to come back to who I am. Because with a brain injury, you lose your sense of identity. I didn't know who I was anymore. I'd look in the mirror and be like, who's this volatile, crazy, angry woman? And like, through hypnobreathwork, it's helped me find my sense of self-worth again. It's helped me emotionally regulate. It really gets deep on particular topics which your work is struggling with and working with, and allows you to work on those to emotionally resolve them.
Wow, that's so powerful. I've experienced a good amount of breath work. I remembered the session that we did last year in Tulum that was super powerful for me. And yeah, I think breath work is one of those practices that people can have a lot of resistance toward. But when you shared the moment where you could see it actually altering your brain, like what was going on in your brain, it's like, sometimes we just need to know that it is actually working, right? It's like when we're doing breath work and we have no evidence that it's working, it's just like, this is harder than a workout sometimes. Like, this is really fucking uncomfortable. Like, can this be over? You know? And I find that I actually have more resistance to breath work than I do like any, like I'll go in a cold plunge, I'll do the hottest fucking sauna, I'll work out and do insane sprint workouts. Like, I will go so hard, but when it comes to breath work, I still do it. It's just so challenging for me to breathe. Like, oh my goodness. And I can bet that a lot of people listening, and I'm sure that so many people in your community as well, feel the same way.
Yeah, I mean, it's work, you know. You really, it's not just lying down and someone else is doing the work for you. You really have to do the work. But I also want, like, often when there's a lot of resistance, there's sometimes something deeper that we don't want to look at.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel that intuitively. I'm like, ooh, I guess it's time to do more breath work.
You know, what's that that saying, in the cave we fear the most lies the hidden gem, hidden
yes gem. yes the cave we fear to enter holds the treasure we seek.
There we go.
Yep. So everyone listening, if you've been avoiding your breath work, there you go. The very thing you resist the most is exactly the thing that's going to unlock whatever is next for you. It's so true. Okay. So you're working right now with a lot of women. Is that true? Okay. Tell me about, like, your practice right now. I feel like you have so much exciting stuff going on. You're participating in retreats. There's just so many cool things. Whenever your content pops up in my feed, and like, whenever I'm like stalking you and just like checking in, I'm like, ah, I just like love watching your journey. So tell us kind of like what you're doing right now.
Yeah, I think because I'm moving to Turkey next week, it's very much, I'm just working with my one-on-one clients, and just really diving deep on unraveling what they're going through so that they can make big leaps in their lives. So I'm working with, for example, today we was working on feminine magnetism. No, and that really stems from like living in your heart, living in your body, your sense of aliveness, what lights you up. Today I'm working with someone else on eating disorders and body image, you know, because that can also be, you know, how you view yourself, and very deep rooted into your subconscious. So working on self-worth and changing body image. So, and also our friend Andy Colleen, who we met in Tulum, I've been working with her recently in her groups on self-sabotage, because self-sabotage is such a subconscious programming. You know, we don't actively, purposefully procrastinate, or you know, or perfectionism, or things that self-sabotage. This is subconscious work. So these are the kinds of things I'm working with my one-on-one clients, doing a load of group bookings. I do have retreats coming up more towards the end of the year. And yeah, just lots of exciting things. And I have got work possibilities in Turkey too, in this amazing biohacking center. So I'm super excited about that.
Ah, that's so exciting. We're going to have to chat after, because I have a retreat in December, and there's so many like things that I'm like, oh my gosh, we need to tag team. So I'll message you after this, and we can dive in. So, but yeah, this has been so inspiring. And I know that, just bringing the modality of breath work and hypno breath work to like the public, and really making it like more mainstream, and letting people know, like, you literally can heal yourself through the power of breath and mindset and techniques, like what you're talking about, Joe Dispenza, like actually really rewiring your subconscious mind and uncovering those like deep rooted limiting beliefs or anything that's holding you back. It's so cool. And I just like love your mission. I love your story. It's so powerful. And I'm just so excited that we crossed paths, that you're open to coming onto the show. And yeah, I'm really excited for you. I would love to hear, as we kind of wrap things up, so you're moving to Turkey, you have all these things going on right now in your life. What is lighting you up?
Oh, I love that question. I think honestly, Sam, like, I have put off moving out of the UK for so many years, and the fact that I finally made the decision and I'm doing it is so empowering. It's like, I'm doing it. And if it doesn't work out, that's okay. I can come back. But the fact that I'm just doing it, like, you know, and I'm about to turn 42, as most people in their 40s are like, house and family and ticking off all the lists. I've got the house. Okay, I don't have the partner, but I've decided to like give it all up and just be free. I want to be free, and I want to live by the beach.
Oh, I love that for you. I can't wait to see all your photos. And I like don't even have a vision of like what it looks like to be on a beach in Turkey. So I'm going to be stalking your IG, of course.
It's beautiful. Oh my goodness. The Aegean Sea and like down right. Turkey is.
Oh, chef's kiss.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. So where can everyone find you online? Tell us more about where they can come say hi.
Yeah, they can come say hi on my Instagram. I'm Breathe with Susie.
Love it.
That's why.
Yes. We'll put your handle in the show notes as well. You guys can go say hi to Susie, connect with her. She is such an incredible person, as you can tell. And I'm sure we're going to be doing some more collaborations in the future. So you'll see us together soon. And thank you, Susie, for coming on, for sharing, for your strength, for your sharing around vitality and healing yourself. I'm so excited to see all of the healing that you support women with. And you guys, please take a screenshot of this episode and tag both me and Susie on Instagram. Let us know your biggest takeaway. Let us know, is breathwork something that you want to dive into, or is it already something you're doing? And you're like, okay, this is confirmation that this is a great tool. Let us know what inspired you with Susie's story, and we will catch you all next week.